Bitcoin's Weekend Test, Navigating Geopolitical Shockwaves Summary, 1200 words. Bitcoin faced a sudden test of resilience over the weekend as geopolitical tensions between the US, Israel, and Iran triggered a sharp decline in its price.
While traditional stock and commodity markets were closed, the cryptocurrency market remained active, reacting in real time to global events.
Bitcoin's price dropped to around $63,000, reflecting heightened risk aversion among investors.
This event underscored a critical characteristic of the crypto market, its 24/7 nature, which allows it to act as a real-time barometer for global risk sentiment.
Unlike traditional finance, which pauses during weekends, cryptocurrencies continue to process news, often serving as the first liquid market to respond to geopolitical shocks.
A market moving in isolation, the weekend sell-off highlighted the unique dynamics of the cryptocurrency market.
Traditional financial markets, such as equities and commodities, typically close for weekends, leaving crypto as the sole active asset class.
This 24/7 liquidity means Bitcoin and other digital assets often respond to global events before traditional markets reopen.
The immediate reaction to the geopolitical news was a classic risk-off move, where investors sought safer assets amid uncertainty.
However, analysts noted that key technical support levels for Bitcoin largely held, preventing a more severe collapse.
This resilience suggests that while the initial reaction was negative, the underlying market structure remained intact.
The price drop to $63,000 was a significant move, but it did not break critical support levels.
For example, Bitcoin's price held above the $60,000 mark, which is a key psychological and technical level for long-term holders.
This indicates that the market's fundamentals, such as supply and demand dynamics, institutional adoption, and macroeconomic factors, remained relatively stable despite the geopolitical shock.
The ability to hold above these levels is a positive technical sign, as it suggests that the market is not in a free fall and that investors are still willing to hold Bitcoin even in volatile conditions.
Understanding the geopolitical crypto links the connection between geopolitical events and cryptocurrency prices is becoming increasingly evident.
Bitcoin, often referred to as digital gold, is viewed by many as a hedge against traditional market instability and fiat currency devaluation.
When geopolitical tensions threaten global stability or the value of fiat currencies, investors may turn to Bitcoin as a safe haven asset.
This incident underscores the growing perception of cryptocurrencies as a tool for managing risk in an unpredictable world.
The U.S.-Israel-Iran tensions, for instance, created uncertainty about global economic stability.
Such events can erode confidence in fiat currencies, prompting investors to seek alternatives.
Bitcoin's price movement during the weekend reflects this dynamic.
The sharp decline was a direct response to the perceived risk of geopolitical instability, but the subsequent stabilization of key support levels suggests that the market is not entirely driven by short-term panic.
Instead, it balances immediate risk aversion with long-term fundamentals.
This incident also highlights the importance of global risk management for cryptocurrency investors.
Unlike traditional markets, which are influenced by domestic economic policies and local events, the crypto market is inherently global.
Geopolitical shocks can have immediate and far-reaching effects, as seen in the weekend's price drop.
Investors must now factor in a broader range of global risks, including conflicts, sanctions, and regulatory changes, when assessing their portfolios.
The market's swift reaction to new information further emphasizes the need for real-time analysis and adaptability.
Looking ahead, support and sentiment for traders and long-term holders, The focus now shifts to how Bitcoin behaves in the coming days.
The ability to hold above critical support levels following such news is a positive technical sign, indicating that the market is not in a free fall.
However, the true test will come when traditional markets reopen and their reactions to the geopolitical news are evaluated.
The combined response of stocks, oil, and bonds will determine whether the initial crypto sell-off is reinforced or counteracted.
If traditional markets also react negatively, the broader financial system could face further volatility, potentially amplifying the crypto market's decline.
Conversely, if traditional markets stabilize or rebound, the initial sell-off may be seen as a temporary correction rather than a long-term trend.
The interplay between crypto and traditional markets will be crucial in determining Bitcoin's next move.
The reopening of traditional markets will also provide additional context for Bitcoin's price action.
For example, if equities and commodities rebound, it could signal that the geopolitical risk has been overstated, leading to a recovery in crypto.
Alternatively, if traditional markets remain volatile, the crypto market may continue to reflect this uncertainty.
The key takeaway is that Bitcoin's performance is not isolated. It is part of a larger financial ecosystem that is increasingly interconnected.
Critical takeaways and market implications. The weekend's events underscore several critical takeaways for cryptocurrency investors and market participants.
First, the 24/7 nature of the crypto market means it is constantly pricing in global events, making it a unique barometer for risk sentiment.
Unlike traditional markets, which are influenced by domestic factors, crypto is inherently global, reacting to geopolitical, economic, and regulatory developments in real time.
Second, the ability of Bitcoin to hold above key support levels despite the weekend's sell-off highlights the importance of technical analysis in assessing short-term volatility.
While the price drop was significant, the market's resilience suggests that fundamentals remain strong.
This is particularly relevant for long-term holders, who may view the correction as an opportunity to buy at a discount.
Third, the incident reinforces the growing perception of Bitcoin as a hedge against traditional market instability.
As geopolitical tensions and fiat currency risks increase, investors are increasingly looking to cryptocurrencies as an alternative store of value.
This dynamic is likely to shape the future of the crypto market, as more institutional and retail investors adopt Bitcoin as part of their portfolios.
Finally, the event serves as a reminder of the interconnectedness of global markets.
The crypto market's reaction to geopolitical news is not an isolated event, but part of a broader trend where financial assets are increasingly influenced by global risks.
Investors must now consider a wider range of factors, including geopolitical developments, regulatory changes, and macroeconomic trends, when assessing their investments.
Conclusion: Bitcoin's role in a new financial paradigm. Bitcoin's weekend test highlights its evolving role in a new financial paradigm.
As the world becomes more interconnected and volatile, Bitcoin's ability to act as a real-time risk indicator and store of value will only grow in importance.
Whether it's geopolitical shocks, inflationary pressures, or regulatory shifts, the crypto market is proving to be a barometer for global uncertainty and a potential safeguard for investors.
The challenge moving forward will be balancing short-term volatility with long-term fundamentals, ensuring that Bitcoin remains a trusted asset in an unpredictable world.
For now, the market's resilience is a clear sign that Bitcoin's journey is far from over, and its role in shaping the future of finance is only just beginning.